Welcome to Homeschool Insights, the show that brings you biblical homeschool encouragement in under 10 minutes. I'm your host, Yvette Hampton. Homeschool Insights is sponsored by CTC Math. If you're looking for a great online math program, visit ctcmath.com and try it for free. Now on to the show. We're talking about how hard is not always bad, and we oftentimes think that anything that's hard must be bad. But if hard is not always bad, is hard always good? Answer that question, because that would be right the contrast to yes. the title of the book.
Yeah. So I think that we have a movement to really downplay or be really angry about something that people are labeling toxic positivity. You're always trying to look at the positive. You're not even willing to acknowledge my pain. You're glossing over the hard parts for the sake of this kind of unrealistic view of motherhood. No, we're not. We are saying there is joy in the pain, but the pain is still there. Mm-hmm. But then the question comes, what if the pain is self-inflicted because we have bad habits? Mm. What if the pain is literally nothing we've done to ourselves at all, but it's because we live in a fallen world and there's disease and there's abuse and there's people that don't do right? Are you saying that's good, Abby? No, I'm not. Remember that we said heart is not the same thing as. The very important distinction that I want to make is when we immediately equate hard and bad, we harden our hearts toward any goodness that could come from it. But we are not meant to be martyrs. We are called to take up our cross for Christ because he's promised that his yoke is easy and his burden is light. So we are not over here dragging along this cross in our own strength. Instead, we are saying, I would rather have the mantle of Christ on my shoulders than all of this worldly, like, social pressure and all the stuff to do everything perfectly and look shiny and happy and like everything's good all the time, right?
Yeah.
So I fully acknowledge cancer is bad. I fully acknowledge abuse is bad. I fully acknowledge staying up till 2 a.m. and then trying to mother well when you got up at 6 is a really bad idea. That's not a hard that we want to do to ourselves. And I devote entire chapters in the book to this concept of self-inflicted hard that we can make better choices about, and also the kinds of hards that we might not be able to control immediately, but that we're not just high-fiving each other about. Yay, look how fun this is.
Thanks for joining us for Homeschool Insights. For more great homeschool inspiration and resources, listen to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And be sure to watch the film Schoolhouse Rocked: The Homeschool Revolution.